Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Breaking news. We had to bring our expert, Alex Guerrero, back to discuss the economic relief from this COVID-19 pandemic.
He's back. But with
good credit. Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Recently on the show, we've been discussing the COVID-19 pandemic and the financial relief programs that the United States government is offering. And since our last show, Sean, there's been a lot of changes. Have you been paying attention?
Things gonna change, Matt. Like, since the last show and my man Big Mama comment, it's been crazy. This whole PPP now, they gone broke. Like, I don't know how the government could say they budgeted $2 trillion and it's supposed to last a months upon months till June 30th, and now they got no
I'll
money.
I'll tell you how. All the money went to Marriott and the burger joint, Potbelly, and Ruth Chris. So there's been a lot of funny business with where the money went, and like Chase Bank and other banks allegedly prioritizing the bigger loans over the smaller loans so they can get bigger fees. So there's a lot of funny business.
And Matt, we're not talking about $2. We're talking about $2 trillion gone in a week, bro. Gone just like that.
It's crazy. But to help us chop through this, we've brought on our expert. Alex Guerrero is back. So, Alex, welcome
back.
Thanks for having me, man. What the heck happened, you guys? I just talked to you last week.
You laid it all out last week.
It was all good just a week ago.
Exactly.
Just a week ago. You laid it all out, bro. You had me excited about waiting for my PPP check to come in. I'm still like I'm PPP, OPP, out of luck, whatever you want to call it. I ain't got nothing, bro.
So before we get started, two things I want to say. Number one, we will never know what shenanigans happened because the president, as you recall, removed the inspector general about 2 weeks ago. So there's nobody around to even look into this. And I don't think any of us have the stomach for another congressional investigation. I think we're just up for an election, number one.
Yeah, we're good.
Number two, you know, Nancy Pelosi was getting beat up in the last week and the GOP was saying, why don't you just approve the same thing we just approved. Why do you have to renegotiate? Now it's become obvious, I think, what she was trying to do, you know?
I'd like to say this as a disclaimer. We've been trying to skirt around it and not do it, but, you know, to really knock out this COVID thing and have that conversation around it, we have to bring in politics. It's kind of like people have to understand, this is like socialism is a new capitalism. You can't talk money relief without talking some form of politics, you know?
I don't think we've been skirting around it.
I've been skirting. I got a green card, bro. I'm not a citizen. I'm not trying to get that letter in the mail and three guys show up at my door and send me back to Canada.
All right. Well, Alex, help us understand what is this new wave or second wave, or what can we expect and how can our listeners be prepared to take advantage of whatever's about to happen?
Yeah. So the Senate today, April 21st, passed a $484 billion coronavirus relief package that'll replenish
half
the depleted word, right? So it'll include, though, hospitals and coronavirus testing. the previous stimulus law ran out quickly, and lawmakers are contemplating an additional $1 trillion. So even though on the heels of what happened in the Senate today, what we need to realize is still the House needs to approve it, which they will, and the president needs to sign it into law, right? So, you know, where are we and what's going on and what is different in this? So about a fifth of the funding for the small business loan program, $60 billion, will be set aside for smaller lenders, in line with what the Democrats requested to steer resources to businesses that typically have trouble accessing loans.
Alex, for the listeners who maybe are not paying as attention, you know, day-to-day attention as you are, can you explain what happened last week and how we got from there to now?
Yeah, and what has come to light, right? So,
right.
You know, money was set aside by our federal government to help businesses, and the lion's share, it appears, has gone to big businesses with thousands of employees. Now, I don't have an issue.
$10 million to Shake Shack. Let me break it down so people understand where this money's gone to, and how you know I'm just pissed off, man.
I don't necessarily have a problem with Shake Shack getting money, but I do have a problem that they actually are not losing money. They weren't going to lay people off anyways. There's my issue with it. But I think I'm hoping that this new stimulus package closes that loophole, right?
Marriott,
because jobs are jobs. Go ahead.
Let me just say it. Marriott got $20 million. Ruth Chris got $20 million. Zag Inc. got $19.8 million. Jay Alexander got $15 million. Shake Shack got $10 million. Hot Belly,
we get
got
it.
$10 million.
Curie Sushi
got
$5.9 million. We understand.
Listen, bro. I'm just like Junior Cheesecake, Matt. $5.5 million.
You know, Marriott. Those jobs, retaining those jobs, are critical. There's no doubt that Marriott, because nobody is staying there, would have to lay those people off, right? So because they're Marriott and they're the evil empire, I don't necessarily oppose that, you know? What I do have a problem with is that many of the businesses in our community didn't get anything, you know? Number one, they were not first in line at Bank of America or Wells Fargo, and then many of them didn't have an account. Many of them don't have accounts anyways, number one.
Why is it that they weren't first in line?
Sure. So one of the things we know for certain at Bank of America is that they prioritized their existing borrowers. So what it seems like is that they were protecting their investment. So I've had a conversation with many Bank of America customers who did not have outstanding loans, and they themselves, even though they've been there 30 years, didn't get a PPP loan. They're still in line in some queue or something. So it appears that these major banks used it to shore themselves up and protect their investment.
Alex, you know, you're exactly right as to what you're saying. But, you know, let me just throw this at you and tell me what you think of this. You know, I worked in banking for a number of years. And, you know, I'm always trying to think the back end hustle and what it's about and what's happening here. They got like $2 trillion out there, right? So what happens, in this capitalist country that we live in, the vultures see that. They're like, what, $2 trillion and really a one-page application? So what happens is these top firms, these guys that are getting these big money that I just named, they have top accountants, they have top lobbyists, and they also have strong relationships with the bank in which they bank at. They're making most businesses that run, the Shake Shacks, the Junior Cheesecakes, they're running off lines of credit. They're not using their money, they're using the bank's money to make money. So the bank is calling like, hey, listen, I can get you $10 million free. Use 8 of that to pay us off. So we're good. So we're not running into financial difficulties. Not your money, the bank money. And we clear your debt. We can do more business with you. So they put them at the front of the line. But small guys like us, we're at the back. So the banks come out, make it out. Those top businesses make it out. And once again, the small business guys get screwed. And that's why I'm so upset.
Fair. Now, two things before I kind of add to that. Keep in mind that those funds are eligible for only certain expenditures, right? So repaying a bank back $8 million is not eligible. It has to go towards utilities or rent/mortgage or payroll, right?
Payroll.
So it does need to go. Yeah, it does need to go. But if you're not going to lay people off, that's where I think it's unfair. But let me go this way with it, right? So hope is not a strategy, but I am hoping that in this new stimulus package, right, what I've read today is a fifth of the funding for the small business loan program, $60 billion, will be set aside for smaller lenders, right? So that's number one. So there is a credit union that has been incredibly helpful to businesses in South Los Angeles, to minority-owned businesses, and that is Self-Help Credit Union. I don't know if you guys are hip to them. Self-Help. So they have funded several PPP loans for us in South LA. They're going to get some more money. There's also $60 billion for SBA Disaster Relief Fund, divided into $50 billion into loans and $10 billion into grants. So that's that other side of the EIDL, right? I'm hoping that money going to the smaller lenders is going to help offset what we're concerned about.
Just to interject, Alex, isn't what we're seeing here the banks ripping off the system here to the tune of billions of dollars? Aren't they? Isn't this just them ripping us off?
Okay, so the difference between right and wrong are the rules, right? And so
I like that.
If that's, I mean, you know, to your guys's points, they had analysts and accountants and the whole deal looking into this, and it looks like they stayed within the parameters of it. I mean, I can't fault them for that. I appreciate that Shake Shack gave back the $10 million, and we'll see what Ruth's Chris is going to do.
But I guess my point is, but I'm saying, like, Bank of America or Chase choosing to get basically the bigger fees by picking who they want to give the money to.
Yeah, that's wrong. That is so wrong. I mean, that is disgustingly wrong. I absolutely hate that. But we're back to what could we do but move on? This is, you know, because there is no Inspector General.
I'm not a fan of moving on. Like, I mean, I'm not trying to act like Debbie Downer, but I know you mentioned, Alex, like, okay, the funds are allocated towards, like, payroll, utility fees. But I know the side hustle could be, okay, this $10 million that Shake Shack potentially got, let's just say they didn't give it back, we'll use that money towards, like they said, to stay within the rules. These are what smart accountants do. Okay, we're going to use the $10 million towards payroll, towards utilities and all that. But then the money that they're making that they were normally paying to payroll, they're normally paying to utilities,
Becomes excess profit, right?
Because excess profit, it frees up. And that's what Chase and the big bank and Bank of America say, well, let us get some of that money because we're going to give you that. We're going to let you run your business for free, basically. With minimum overhead, all you got to pay for is the cost of goods sold, and the rest the government's covering for you.
Okay. Producer note, right here, Sean. While I understand that theory, we have to consider the small businesses in this country are getting nothing. We understand how the bank did it. We understand how accountants did it. We understand the rationale behind it. What we need to address right here is, where does this leave mom and pop small business? We don't need an analysis of how it was done. We need to know what happens now that mom and pop small business is not getting the money they were banking on.
Alex, thank you. What are your thoughts on that?
So what is critical is that starting immediately, all small businesses look for alternative lenders other than the Bank of America's. So I have three clients already in line, even though the law has not been signed, the bill has not been signed into law. So I have three people already lined up filling out forms for the next tranche of money. We have to, and even then our people are going to get screwed. I just know it. But we have to keep fighting for this next round. And hopefully there's another round, another $1 trillion on top of that, which I'm told might be coming.
Alex, is there new paperwork, or is it like, if you've already applied, are you back in the queue, or do you have to reapply, or how is this working?
Okay, we don't know the answer to that yet until we read all the fine print. That's number one. I'm being told today by a lender to make sure my clients have all the paperwork perfect in queue, because if they have to take it out, you're going to lose your spot. So that's internally with their system.
Right? I love that you're on the show again, Alex, and you're really breaking it down to what I would say, quote unquote, what's happening in theory. But in practical, like, we're just going to get screwed again, the small business. There was a big setup. We didn't even see it coming, because last show you announced Red Alert that, hey, they're reducing it to 1,000 per employee. And then within days later, they said they have no more money. Even they were giving it, I still don't know anybody that's even gotten $1,000. And from West Coast to East Coast, from North to South, I don't know any business that can say, yeah, this $1,000 is going to carry me for the next 3 months, the next 90 days. I know $10 million can carry me, you know, but I don't know what $1,000, how that's going to carry. So they have to go back to what they originally were promising the small business person, because the allocated amounts are not going to cut it. I'm sorry. I don't know anybody that has a small business that is jumping in the air to wait for this $1,000 and think it's going to keep them. It's gonna make them carry through. And at the end of the day, this pandemic that's happening, it's happening because, let's go back politically, because our government, our federal government, waited too long. So now why should we be suffering?
Well, so let me, so can I just clarify some of the programs, right? So the Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP, allows for a maximum of 2.5 times your monthly payroll. That's what that is. The 1,000 is part of the EIDL, which is a loan that you would get, but the upfront portion was going to be forgiven, right? So originally they were saying $10,000 of the rest of the loan, that first 10,000 is going to be forgiven. Now they're down to 1,000. So that's, Sean, that's what you're talking about, right? So we're talking about the PPP and the EIDL, just to clarify.
And, Alex, how is this different from the too big to fail philosophy of the last bailout? Like, are they just picking, you know, the behemoth giant corporate monsters and just overlooking the little guy?
It appears so, right, that they've made another error. I mean, even though they went into this program saying what had happened during the 2008-2009 stimulus package is that we gave money to businesses who kept the money and fired the employees. So how do we give them money where they keep employees? They come up with this PPP program and they still skirt around it.
Right. How much is Trump Towers getting? How much is Trump business getting?
You know what? There was an article. I just saw that come up like at 4 or 5 o'clock tonight that there's going to be a request from Trump hotels to the administration. That's ballsy, man.
I'm not shocked.
I would love to see this guy's tax returns because I'm sure we would see how much of a buffoon and bad businessman he really is.
Well, Alex, aside from, like you said, we're not sure about the paperwork, how much, like, in terms of filling out for the next wave, are there any other things that the listeners should be aware of or thinking about in the next few days? I know we need to wait, we'll be watching every day for any changes, but is there anything else that people should be preparing to do or doing to get in better position?
Yeah, listen, I don't want the listeners to be surprised when they go to a small community bank and the community bank says, we can help you get the PPP, but we need you to move your bank accounts to us. I think that's coming in the next week, you know? Yeah, it's you know, and relationships go both ways. So they may get that request. You know, we're gonna help you if you come over here and become our client.
I tell everybody, it's unregulated, you know, right down to the federal government telling all the states to to fend for yourself, get your own whatever equipment you need. You find the best deal that you can get and go for it. This is what the wild, wild west happening right now. And everybody's grabbing at things. And you know, I think once again, this is going to be 2008 repeating itself. It's going to be when we look back in history, like what happened, how did a small business get screwed? A lot of those storefronts that are closed down now, they're not going to reopen. I think everybody will tell you, like they always say, 80% of all businesses are small business in America, but yet we get screwed again.
Is this kind of maybe just a no-brainer, but like, is this part of the motivation why you think Trump and a lot of the conservative side of the world is trying to push for every business to start, regardless of the health concerns? Oh, get back to work. Let's open things up so they don't have to continue to have this bad press of not covering or funding businesses. Is that part of this, you think?
I think so. I read another interesting article today that the state governors are pushing, and those that are pushing have the least amount in their unemployment funds. So they're going to go bankrupt if they got to pay this thing out. So they want everybody to go back to work. And that was an interesting angle on the deal, right? And so, but I'll tell you, yesterday, I got a phone call from chief executive of a big nonprofit in Los Angeles, 50 employees doing $12 million a year. And he said, can you help me because I am stuck? And if you've got, and this guy's got a PhD, so if you've got that level of chief executive can't figure his way through this, what's going to happen with the little guy here? I mean, it's
crazy.
You know, we're on here trying to say, go, you know, keep, you know, who are they going to call? I want to say my advice is keep calling, look for alternative lenders, look for community banks. But, you know, our people know how to fix bicycles and make pizzas and tacos, and they do what they do. You know, they're not, it just kills me, you know? And some don't even speak the language well.
What, producer exactly? Interjection one more time. Alex, I have two questions. One, what will happen to the people who have submitted applications and were not able to receive any funding in the first round of money that just evaporated or was stolen, as I see it? And second, where is this going to go if the majority of small businesses are not able to receive the funding? there's a giant ripple effect that this can cause. Can you talk about that, please?
So what I'm being told from entrepreneurs that I'm talking to over the last 24, 48 hours is that their banks are saying to them, you are in line for the next round. What I don't know is it going to be the same application, right? Which I think to your guys' earlier point, right? That's number one. Number two, you know, obviously, if they don't get this funding, unemployment will continue to go up because I know a lot of businesses who have been holding on. I represent one of them, trying not to let anybody off, continue their mission. So people are going to be displaced even further. And then what starts happening to communities? You know, I'm a guy who has spent his career redeveloping, revitalizing communities. I can tell you that when everybody is on board to get it make it happen, it's a 10-year process. So if we unravel certain communities, especially underserved communities, to the point where there is high unemployment, and then you know the rentals go up. In other words, there's a lot of leasable property, right? Vacancies. For us to get back on footing there and attract retail and then get jobs created, that's going to be a super long process. Whether you're in an underserved community or it's going to happen wherever you guys live. I know where you live, Arlington. It's going to happen there too. You know, it could theoretically happen there. You know, businesses will go out of business. It's going to, yeah.
There's going to be a readjustment and people have to understand. And I just hope the small businessman is understanding that there's going to be a shift. And what the shifts will be, the impact of the shift, I don't know. And I'm just worried, nervous for not just myself, but for other small business owners.
Yeah, but you're making up your face. There are businesses that have been closed now for over a month and almost a month and a half, zero income, that have been counting on this SBA injection of capital to just be able to keep going a little further, to pay mortgages, to supplement some staff, what have you, and it's gone. So you can't just tell that guy, you know, change is coming, you need to do something else. That guy's sitting here right now, he's got a Ritz cracker in his cabinet wondering what's going to happen because the government has literally failed him. And now they're saying, well, there's a round two. But what I wanted to talk about, Alex, that you were saying, which I think people don't consider, is like when the little guy loses, just picture, you guys are in Brooklyn, so picture half the businesses on Myrtle Avenue closing. That will have a direct effect on your property values. So all that, what do they call it? God, the money you've accrued in the of value beyond what you paid for those homes is going to fall. And this starts to lead to blighted communities. And people like, I don't want to move in Brooklyn anymore. Because as Alex says, it takes years to come back from that. Because people aren't just walking in behind that. Like, oh, there's a lot of vacancies on Myrtle. Let me open a coffee shop. They're like, I'll stay in Manhattan where things are open. And this ripple, just that's how a whole community slides down the hill. And that could be, Sean?
I was listening to an interesting podcast. And you were talking about how things are to come back. You got to like dance in and dance.
There's only one interesting podcast. That's two black guys with good credit. We're just listening to a podcast.
I was listening to a podcast. They're talking about dancing in and dancing out, meaning that for the economy to recover itself, it's not going to be a situation that people are thinking like, oh, they found a cure. They found a remedy for COVID. They found a testing for COVID. Everybody go back to work. No, it's going to be, okay, we've seen that the numbers are starting to flatten. Okay, open up X, Y, and Z. Let's see what the effect of that. And the effect of it is really, as bad as it sounds, it's really how many people have died. Right. And then they're going to look at, okay, well, the numbers are flattening. There may be a little peak. Okay, let's introduce this. Okay, let's draw back. And they said this could go on for 4 to 5 years until they get comfortable numbers and they're understanding the dynamics of what moved this disease up and down. And I've read interesting articles too where they put in like analysis, like government will pass certain things based on the value of death. Right now death is valued at around $10 million. So if they're doing something and they realize, hey, it's not going to cost, if we lose 300 people it only costs us $30 million, whatever the number, $300 million, I'm like, it's not worth it, let them die. It really comes down to that there's a death algorithm. So with COVID, they'll put together a death algorithm and say, what is it worth versus closing the economy? That's what they said. Closing the economy was a good thing because the death algorithm worked out that it would cost them more to keep the economy going rather than because of the number of deaths that would be lost.
Sorry, all right, well,
sound, but,
okay, you just took a hard left off of the road because I'm like, I understand there's a value to that. Totally get that. But
not
let's
a value,
be clear what we're talking about. We're talking about a depression. Because at the end of the day, what we're going, like they say, you can't have all the money. Alex, please jump in here. I need you to like get in this boat with me. You can't have all the money funneled
always
to the top
for
and have everybody else broke. And that's kind of, this is what creates third world regimes. This is what creates banana republics. You have all the money funneled at the top, no access to capital below that, and people just in the street struggling.
You know, and first of all, that's true.
Hit every tier. If you think you are immune to this, because if your customers, Sean, you're in shipping. If your customers don't have jobs, they're not shipping anything. Tenants won't be able to pay rent.
I've never understood that rich people don't understand that they have made it on the backs of others. Again, and that's just the system. And so if the backs of others
are broken.
Do you
understand what he said, rich man? Do you understand what he just said? He doesn't understand how you made it on the backs of other people.
And it's all going to come. It's all going to come crashing down. I mean, we're 3-4 weeks into this, and in Los Angeles County, 55% of the people say they are unemployed. That's a huge number. 55% unemployment in Los Angeles County, right?
And here's the crazy thing.
That's the eighth largest economy on the planet.
You want to hear something else that's interesting? When COVID first came out and people knew about it, they said this is a pandemic. This is something that is affecting everyone now. Everybody's being affected. Everybody's catching. And when you really think about it, now that months and weeks have transpired, is it really everyone or is it poor minorities that's really getting hit by this pandemic?
Getting it. Senators have died. Basketball players
died. I don't know, bro. They're getting hit the hardest.
You're having a health conversation. Me, Matt, and Alex were having a finance conversation. And the reality is that this scenario could potentially put this whole economy into a depression. The fact that they would allocate these resources like that, which let's be clear, these are our tax dollars. These are tax dollars.
Well, this conversation can put someone into a depression. So I definitely hope that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, that there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, that we can all come together and rebound. And maybe an election in November might help. I don't know. But I do know that we're running out of time. We appreciate, Alex, we appreciate you coming on and giving us this update. I know things are changing by the day, by the minute. But I just want to definitely thank you for bringing us up to date with what's going on.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. Thanks. And before I sign off, I do want to let all your listeners know that are in America, please check with your state's unemployment office, because the portion of the stimulus that relates to the gig economy people is getting ready to come up, right? And so those of you that have been, you know, on the hustle and grind might be eligible for some portion of unemployment, right? So what I'm understanding in California, it's going to be about $135 per week plus the $600, right?
Right. That's like a retroactive payment, right, Alex?
And then that runs
laid off now, they'll give you like $130-something plus the $600 to catch you up, and then like $600 or so from there.
And that'll take you to July. Yeah. So everybody check with your unemployment offices, please.
All right. Thank you, Alex. That was great information. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with this coronavirus update and Alex Guerrero. So you keep it locked for more Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We'll be right back.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, we are getting a coronavirus update from our expert, Alex Guerrero. We've been discussing the economic relief and stimulus. It's been sounding kind of depressing with the way the first wave of the stimulus has depleted, but Alex has been giving us a little hope for what's to come.
I agree with Matt. This one is kind of dark, and I don't want to leave on a dark note. Alex, give us some light. Give us some light.
We're healthy here.
That's real.
I really, you know, I was thinking the other day, right, what Sean was saying, right, because there's elected officials out there really kind of talking about, and some celebrities, about death rates and stuff. And I'm thinking these guys are just going to let the weak die. They don't care. I mean, it's going to be, like I said before, a genocide if it's the last thing they do, right? And I would much rather be poor than have one of my siblings pass away. You know what I mean? I mean, we'll get through it eventually. The day will come. And so, that we're healthy, that we have food, and that we all have a place to live. I mean, I go back to the most basics of all my gratitude lists, you know, today.
Well, we appreciate you coming on.
Yeah.
We appreciate that bit of light at the end of the tunnel for us, Alex.
Yeah. Always a pleasure.
Oh, Alex, thank you, man. I would love to have you on again. But part of me doesn't want to have you on again. Because every time you come on, you're going to, hopefully you'll be giving us good news that everybody got their checks, everybody's spending, the small business guy's doing well, because it's, you know, to me, I don't want to be Debbie Downer again, but you know, I just see the small business guys getting crushed because, like, big companies like Amazon, all these retail stores not opening up. That's great for them.
All right.
I'm going again. We'll save that for another show.
Well, that's it for this show. We want to thank our guest, Alex Guerrero, for coming on and shedding some light on what's going on. This situation, it's changing by the day. We hope it wasn't too depressing. We wanted to add a little positivity and we want everyone to be optimistic that we will recover from this. But definitely pay attention to the daily changes going on. Dion, do you have any final words for the people?
Yes. If you have any other questions, please email us at tbgwgc@gmail.com. Always follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Two Black Guys Good Credit. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review to make it easier for others to find us. Like Hey Bria, who said, I remember 2 years ago when I accidentally came across this podcast. I began listening with the intent of eventually finding something else. But after hearing the conversations and information, wow, this has hands down become one of the only podcasts that I thoroughly enjoy listening to. I've become inspired, informed, and motivated to face my financial hardship head on and regain control of the financial part of my life. Thanks, you guys. Well, thank you, Bria Grave. We appreciate you. And my name is Dion Nichols, the lady with the history, the stats, and the cold hard facts. And I'm out.
And I'm Matt Smith, one half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm out.
And I'm Sean, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And like I say every show, keep your money in your damn pocket, people. And I'm out.
Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.